Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Thank you. Stuart, are you there? Okay. Man, that was weird. Hey, Stuart. What?
Hey, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Welcome to Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Stuart Howe, and this is the White Rose Resistance Hour. Appreciate you coming on over, whether you're listening live or to a rebroadcast. Got a great guest coming on for us. At the bottom of the hour, we'll have Casey Whalen from the Inland Northwest Report. Casey is one of my heroes. He's a guy that's been, championing freedom and justice and doesn't really like this overreach of powers by, I'll let him explain it to you, but let's just say he and I probably will not be spotted wearing masks or asking anybody else to do that anytime soon, or social distancing. But he's a great guy. He's got a great video channel. He's got videos on YouTube where he, I'll let him get into it, but he's a great guy. He's coming on with us. And we've had a lot going on here in northern Idaho this morning. We had mask bonfires all around the state. FreeIdaho.org had about 30 locations, 28 to 32, last I counted, from Bonner's Ferry in the very northern panhandle all the way down near Boise and all around the state were bonfires, just like reminiscent of burning of the bras in the 60s, was burning of masks and mandates and whatnot all around Idaho today. And the one I went to, which was in Sagal, just south of Sandpoint, Idaho, was wonderful. A bunch of great people showed up, and it was really nice. And, you'd never know that this whole phony baloney plandemic was going on in some parts of this wonderful state. And I wish it were the case around the world, but unfortunately, we all know it's not. The powers that be are rolling out this latest ridiculousness in a bid to have even more power and control over us. And fortunately, a lot of us are just saying, no, sorry, I will not comply. And if you're one of those people, I commend you. If you're on the verge of becoming one of those people, I would encourage you. Join us. It's a lot of fun to not be living in fear and disillusioned by the fakery and the con artistry of media and government, through the politicians that are clearly sold out to the corporate and other interests that they bow to. But you're not finding many of us taking in need of much of anything because, we just don't bow to invalid authority that easily. So in any case, if you haven't been here before, I welcome you. If you have been here before, I'm going to go back through a little explanation of why I've named the show the White Rose Resistance Hour. And I'll talk about two of my favorite subjects, which I think are key to the solution to what ails our country. Our ailing country, our constitutional republic. And those two things are the trivium, a way of learning, a way of understanding the world around us, and coming to terms with truth and reality as being able to communicate that effectively. That's the trivium, first three components of the seven liberating arts, as it were. And the other thing is a wonderful thing, and that is natural law. Natural law is a way of living in harmony with divine law, and some people refer to it as karma, some people refer to it as God's law, some people refer to it as natural law, or touched on in things like The Secret, but it's a way out of where we are. It's a way to live morally and with principle and support each other. And so I'll talk about those things. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to point you to some folks that explain it and express it and teach it way better than I do. They're the people I learn from. So I'm going to strongly, you know, suggest that if you're listening and you're within grasping reach of a pencil or a pen and a piece of paper, grab that, because there's some wonderful people that I've been learning from for the last 15 or 20 or more years. And I'll refer you to them because they're just wonderful, magical gifts to humanity. And I'll tell you how to access some hidden information, some knowledge that is not readily available in the mainstream. Therein lies the problem. These folks that would like to think of themselves as a ruling elite class have access to knowledge, and they've used that knowledge differential to create a power differential over us and create this basically slavery of humanity, keeping us from understanding and knowing our true power to be sovereign and free. So I'm going to point you in some really, really fun directions, some great directions to go off and learn. I'll share with you what I know, but most of the stuff I know I learned from these great folks. So the White Rose Resistance Group was a group in 1940s Germany. They were students at one of the major universities, and they opposed, in a non-military way, they opposed the Third Reich in a spiritual, basically in an intellectual, moral, philosophical way, the Third Reich. And they comprised a group of maybe 12 or 15 people at most, the core of which was Hans and Sophie Scholl, brother and sister, some of their cohorts at the university. And they put out flyers encouraging resistance to the machinations of the Third Reich and the oppression of the German people. And the militarization of their country and the oppression of groups of people. And they put out flyers that tugged on the heartstrings and the morality and the principled nature of good German people to not go silently along with what was being rolled out, you know, from behind the scenes through Hitler. Hitler was being puppeteered by the bankers, just as these guys today are, but they really encouraged people to take a look at what was going on and not go silently along with the program, to not be good Germans in the sense of supporting the Third Reich. And I really believe that there are a lot of good people in America and around the world. I know that there are. Forget what I believe. What I know is these people, like the people I met with today, the people that gathered all over the great state of Idaho, will not bow and take a knee and give up their freedom just because some group of rich retards feel that they have the right to rule over us and subjugate us to their will. And, you know, it's just not okay. So I've named the show the White Rose Resistance Hour in homage to the White Rose Resistance of 1940s Germany. And away we go. It's a lot of fun, you know. It's a lot of fun standing up to bullies. And that's what these retards, you know, in government, you know, the Klaus Schwabs of the world, the Bill Gateses of the world, the Fauci, you know, they're just malfunctioning retards who don't have the capacity for care. They don't have the capacity for brotherly love. And, they just, they feel their nobility, and we know they're not. So in any case, what I've come to value learning how to learn about the world and not be so easily duped by mainstream media as I was when I was younger. You know, when I was younger, I believed a lot of the nonsense that I'd see on the television, you know, about why we were in Vietnam, about what happened to John F. Kennedy. But I've become a little more savvy, and I don't readily believe the con artistry too much anymore. A lot of people are on the same page with me now, and one of the things that's helped me is learning how to use the trivium, how to discern good information from bad, and how to approach questions of what's going on with a situation, whether it's a political situation or a social situation or a situation at the office at work, or you know, learning how to grow something in the backyard is observing facts, you know, observing the truth of what's happening, learning how to differentiate falsehood from truth, looking at source data as often as possible. And that's the first component of the trivium. Trivium consists of grammar, logic, and rhetoric, or components or facts or data would be the grammar. Then the logic is how they fit together with an operating system. In a computer analogy, it would be data, then processing, and then output. So grammar, logic, rhetoric. So learning to be open-minded and look at things, you know, open-mindedly, and ascertain whether a bit of information is factual and then how it fits with other bits of information and see what's going on in our world. Be open-minded and look past the rhetoric that being spoon-fed and shoveled at us all the time by, you know, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox News, what have you. You know, but to find out who's telling the truth, who has the interest to let us know what's going on. I'm going to give you some places to look. Places like 21stCenturyWire.com.
You've got a caller, like, Marcus, in Idaho.
Corbett Report. Oh, great. I've got a caller. So before I take my caller onto the show, let me just encourage everybody to look at 21stCenturyWire.com, Mark Pasio's site, OneGreatWorkNetwork.com. And learn about the trivium and natural law. So I've got a caller coming on. Caller, are you with me?
Yes, sir, Stuart.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, I'm Marcus, calling from southeastern Idaho.
Oh, nice.
Sounds like you had a lot of fun up there in Sagal.
I did. It was great. Great folks. We barbecued some masks first, and then we barbecued some hot dogs and had some fellowship and got to know each other, and it was a great group of people. How are things down your way, Marcus?
Pardon? Not so good. I went into our one grocery store today, and just about everybody was wearing masks, about 99.9% of the people. When I went up to my self-checkout counter, I had my little clown horn with me, and I honked at it a couple times and said, you know, people, it's time to take off the mask. Halloween is over. And people nice. Looked up, and they didn't say anything. One lady said, yes, I'm with you, but I think, you know, I did my civic duty today.
Good for you. Hey, just out of curiosity, Marcus, was it a big chain market? Was it a Safeway or a Gelson's or one of those big corporate stores?
It's a smaller corporate. It's called Brahlums.
Oh, okay.
It's they're here around. They have like maybe 10 stores or something around the south here.
Yeah, does that seem to be par for the course? Most of the stores that way, Marcus.
The problem is we've got a lot of people that from kind of like up there where you are in Sandpoint. There's a lot of people from all over the nation which have found how beautiful and wonderful our spot is and have moved in with money. So they brought their ideas with them. And
that's very polite. That's a polite way of saying it. Their ideas, yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
So, well, shoot. What would you think is the ratio of people, not just in a market, because I know sometimes when I go to a market up here, especially if it's a big corporate market, you know, there'll be more than half the people wearing masks. But in general, in your area of Southeast Idaho, if you just go walking down Main Street, what percentage of people are wearing them?
It's unfortunate. It's huge. It's a huge percentage.
Hey, can you stay with us, Marcus? Sorry to cut you off. We've got a break coming. Can you stay with us through the break?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Great. We'll see you on the other side of the break. This is Stuart Howe of the White Roses. This is Dentwood.
Received any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Yes. Casey, okay. Right. Yeah, he's there when you need him. Okay.
These are the days. Oh. These are.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I want to welcome you back from break. This is Stuart Howe with the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN, and I want to thank RBN for hosting us. Also want to thank Sheepdog Supply for hosting the mask bonfire this morning. Great folks over there at Sheepdog Supply in Sagal. So, Marcus, hey, I've got my guest coming on in a moment. I've got Casey Whalen coming on, but thanks for reporting in from Southern Idaho. Any parting shot? Any ideas about, you know, kind of navigating our way out of this masked up, slavery grid?
What I wanted to say today is, yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, okay. Sure can. Thanks, Marcus.
So I believe it was Lenin who said, give me your children for 4 years and I can change the world. Or something to that effect. The children between 4 and 7 are going to be so damaged by this mask mandate, especially when you consider liberal people, which are not going to take their mask off their kids for another 1 or 2 years. So you've got 2 or 3 years with children seeing masks on everybody. That's going to damage them forever. And when they grow up, it's going to be, we've got the BLM crowd and the Antifa crowd that have thought America is like the terrible, worst place ever. They're going to be so damaged that what are they going to grow up to be? And if they have a chance, I mean, I don't know, they're going to make it through another 20 years.
That's a great point. Yeah, it is damaging to them, but, you know, they're going to have great examples, too, of people like us that aren't as readily duped, and we're not going to be going along with it. And a lot of those kids will make the choice to rebel, as kids do, as I did, and come on over to the right side.
Right, but I'm talking about 4 to... Yes, sir. I'm talking about 4 to 7-year-olds, the ones that are, they will not have those small memories where they see one person for 10 seconds in a grocery store. That's not going to be the memory that stays with them.
Right.
The mask is going to be the memory.
Hey, I agree with you. It's tragic. We've got to put an end to it as fast as possible. And I believe it is child abuse. I totally agree with you. Thank you for pointing that out. Marcus, I'm going to let you go. I've got my guest coming on, but thank you very much for calling in, and have a great rest of the weekend, Marcus. Yeah, you bet. There goes Marcus, Southeast Idaho. Thanks for calling in. And, hey, I've got my guest on the line. Casey, are you with me?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you bet. Casey, hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Sorry. Yeah, thank you for having me. I thought I got dropped there. Thanks, Marcus. That was a good call. And hats off to Marcus for just standing up like he did. Just all those little things, I think, make a big difference. So.
Absolutely, and he did it with a sense of humor, too, which I think is key, because if we let the powers that be create more division, between the people that wear masks and the people that don't, then I think we're maybe not doing it as well as we should, which is why I brought you on. I mean, I've seen some of your wonderful videos, and there's no anger, there's no animosity. You are very forceful in the right way, yet you're very kind and gentle with people that aren't quite on the same page. So I'm hoping you could introduce yourself a little bit, just for people tuning in. Casey has the Inland Northwest Report, and I'm going to let him go ahead and introduce himself and what he does. Go ahead, Casey.
Sure. Well, I'd just like to say thank you for having me on again, and I've been listening to RBN basically daily for the last, 5 years. Since Mike Rivero came over from, I think it was Genesis. And so I really appreciate what John Stadmiller has done. So if you can, please make a donation to RBN and keep it going. I like to refer to RBN as a university. And if you can donate anything, please do so. But I started out as an activist, and I have a YouTube channel called North Idaho Exposed. And over the years, it originally started out, I tried to email, I know the break's going to get me here, but I tried to email my sheriff. And the second email, I said that I had been studying SKD, Corporation of the United States, those sorts of things. So I asked about the fringe on the flag at the Admiral T flag. And he referred, he basically...
And that phone sounds funny.
Email to the FBI. So I didn't really get up. Really great start with my sheriff, I guess, through email dialogue.
Yeah, it's on his end.
After waiting for somebody else to just do something.
We're gonna do a break anyway.
Okay, yeah, we have him call back in.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son, if your parents were undone, 'cause you were brave for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day. So as you push off from the shore, won't you turn your head once more and make your peace with everyone? But those who choose to stay will live just one more day to do the things they should have done. And as you cross the wilderness, suspending in your emptiness, you really have to pray. Looking for a sign that the universe of minds has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back from break. This is Stuart Howe. I'm with you on the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN. Got a great guest. Hey, before I go back to my guest, Casey Whalen, I just want to thank a couple of people. Big thank you to Ammon Bundy for starting a wonderful, great organization that I recommend everybody check out called peoplesrights.org, Neighbors Standing Up for Each Other. And if you haven't checked out peoplesrights.org, please go there. It is literally the major solution to what ails our country. Out of things like peoplesrights.org, all solutions will spring. If you get to know Ammon Bundy and Heather Scott and the great people over at OneGreatWorkNetwork.com, Mark Passio, WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com, his other site, TheCrowHouse.com with Max Egan, 21stCenturyWire.com, Patrick Henningsen, The Corbett Report. Great magical stuff out there. And speaking of great magical stuff, I've got Casey Whalen here. Casey, thanks for staying with me. Please go on. You were telling people about your video channel and the great work that you're doing. So I appreciate having you on, and please go ahead and continue sharing with us.
Oh, sure. Sorry about the audio issue there. I'll pick up on people's rights too at some point. But I started out just doing activism, making videos on working in my community. I started making contacts, and that's very important. And then eventually, it turned into citizen journalism, and having a video platform became really important. And it actually forced some media locally to cover certain stories where they maybe normally wouldn't have. And so just by engaging in activism, it's called First Amendment auditing, and that's where you film the police, public officials. You go into the buildings, our buildings, make sure that rights are being respected. And then if they're not, you're just basically using it as a way to educate them and other people that may not be in the know that our rights are supreme. And so by doing this activism, I found that, the rule of law is definitely not, in my opinion, not being followed. And so, for instance, I would try to go into the courthouse here locally, and they would not let people in the courthouse, of course, without a mask on, and that's actually an enumerated right in the Idaho State Constitution under Article 1, Section 18. They cannot deny you access to the courthouse, and so I would try to basically, try to get them to uphold that, but because the Idaho Supreme Court is, in my opinion, somewhat corrupt, they passed a rule, and they also suspended jury trials for about 4 months in the state of Idaho. So all criminal jury trials were suspended for 4 months because of COVID. So it's just insane what's going on right now. And a lot of people think that Idaho is like a safe haven. We have a lot of issues here. I think we're really being targeted and we're being put to the test right now. And so that's why it's so vital for people to stand up right now in any way, shape, or form that they can. And citizen journalism, everybody should be doing it. Everybody has a camera, and just disseminate information to the public, and it's very powerful. Everybody has different things that they're good at, and I would just suggest everybody, if you care about your country, you care about maintaining what prosperity we have left for the future generations, we have to now, it's go time. We have to stand up, grow a backbone, and make a stand.
Excellent. And people can see some of your great work. I love the way that you stand up forcefully, but with a good-natured attitude. You're not a belligerent, angry activist. And is it your YouTube channel? Is that Northern Idaho or North Idaho Exposed? Is that the name of the YouTube channel that you have?
Yes, it's North Idaho Exposed. And right. I had a prior channel, but someone had hit me with 3 copyright strikes in a row just for sharing some videos off of Facebook to YouTube, and so I had to make a new channel. And so I'm demonetized, and that was never the point in the first place to make money. It's just all about education, and I'm telling you, it's so powerful. I mean, I have a relatively good relationship with a reporter here locally, that in the local paper here in Coeur d'Alene. And, you know, I use some of their stuff. Sometimes they want to use some of my stuff. And I mean, they make some of these videos go viral. And sometimes I guess I could say we had a video that went viral here. I put on my channel. Somebody in the community had filmed the new sheriff at a traffic stop, and he pulled out his mace essentially and told the guy to get back. And so that really made some of the patriots in the area mad, because this was a new sheriff who was actually standing up for the people's rights as far as not enforcing the mask mandates and all that. But you know, I just view my channel as a way to I do interviews and activism. I got an interview on my channel with Trevor Loudon that I did in June. And then I just interviewed Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center. He talks about Agenda 21, and he has a new handbook out. And if you're curious about his work, his website is AmericanPolicy.org. And he does a lot of nice, really great information.
Very good, very good. Well, I'll tell you what, one of the things that I really, really like about your work is it's so important the way you point out that, and you point this out in a good-natured way, which is attractive to a lot of people that are new to this, that are new to activism. You point out that these people, these elected officials and these law enforcement officers work for us, that we are where the true power is generated from. Their authority is derived from we the people, and that they need to be politely reminded that the attitude is not warranted, that they work for us, and we need to remind them at every opportunity, which you do better than anybody, that, in fact, they do work for us, and it's just not acceptable anymore for them to act in any other manner. And when they do appear to be representing other interests, whether it's the governor's representing the globalist banking cabal because they're, you know, partnered up with the World Economic Forum, which Heather Scott has pointed out, or if it's just our local police that, you know, have some interest, you know, in condescending to us and revenue generating at our expense, you know, it needs to be made clear to them that that's not okay anymore. And I applaud you for doing that. Can you speak about, you know, just that general concept a little bit, that they need to be reminded and put back in their place?
Yeah, I think if anything, you can't, I don't know, I've kind of gotten to the point where I don't think you could hold really anybody accountable unless you have some money. So that's been very disheartening to find that out, you know, essentially. But I mean, you can, they hate being embarrassed. And one of the things that Tom DeWeese has always said is you have to make these officials, you have to make them own it. And that's the one thing that that's their Achilles heel. They hate it. And so I would just suggest, even though it seems like the cards are stacked against us in a lot of ways, just shining light on certain things and putting it on your social media, whatever, your video platform, whatever, can really make a huge difference. I caught a city council person parked in a 15-minute parking spot. I made a video on it, put it on my channel, and the local news station picked it up. And it became a big fiasco. He was parked there for 45 minutes, you know. How dare he, you know? So anyways, it was pretty funny. So that's just an example of how you can force the hand of lamestream media to cover certain things. So, I mean, they have the power of media, you know, the government does. But, they have to follow certain rules, and we can operate outside of that, and we can be tactful and use our optics to our advantage. And so when we work with people in our community, that could be very powerful. So what I was going to mention, though, is I'm part of a group called People's Rights, and you just mentioned that. And do you know how that works, essentially?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the 10 by 10, maybe you could explain that to people. 10 people
yeah, sure.
in 10 minutes, and yeah.
Yeah, so it's essentially how this works is it's a national movement. Each state is broken up into areas, and each area consists of a certain number of counties. So if there's any type of government overreach affecting a business or a family, basically an area assistant, and we're just networkers, basically, we'll put out a text message to everybody in that area that, hey, we need to show up at this business or this family's home or whatever the case may be, and, you know, peacefully make a point. And it's been extremely effective. We did this in Spokane, Washington, at a T-Mobile store, and we had people show up after somebody was, they were trying to change something on their account. They didn't want to wear a mask. They were being forced outside. The police were being called. And we had people show up in Spokane within, I think, 20 minutes. And I think it sounds like people that were on the ground there, part of people's rights, they were showing up and they were kind of looking around like going, you know, what's going on? This is actually working, you know? I think the cops were pretty surprised too. So, but if people want more information, like you said, they can go to the website, peoplesrights.org, or they can text the word rights to 80123. And then we basically get your name, your phone number, your general location. And then that way, you know, if we have to contact, you know, people in a county or an area, we can do that. So please check out the website. We have our own newsroom now because People's Rights was kicked off of Facebook. So we're working on our own social media platform, essentially, right now.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Now, I've heard of an example that I just thought was wonderful, where one of the local people up here, I believe it was Coeur d'Alene, attended that brouhaha in Washington, D.C., and the federal government decided they'd send some FBI agents to harass him. And, you know, because the Second Amendment is strong here, and the gentleman was a member of People's Rights, within 10 minutes, he had 10 or 15 or 20, you know, people, Second Amendment, you know, savvy folks at his door, and the FBI packed up and split. And
oh, really? I didn't hear about that. Wow.
Yeah, that was, I believe, a week or two ago. And there's also been instances with, I believe, CPS. If CPS tries to unlawfully come on somebody's property because somebody called and said, you know, the there was a child that wasn't, I don't know, fed or clothed well enough, that, you know, you can make a call and have people defend you against the overreach that is becoming so prevalent. And I think that's just a magical thing.
It is. It really is. And another thing that People's Rights is really one of the things that we do is we have regular meetings. They're basically town halls. And it depends on which area you're in. And this is not happening in every state yet, but it sounds like it's really picking up. We have over 40,000 people signed up so far nationally. So it's really picking up steam. But we have town halls. Generally, it could be weekly or biweekly, generally. And everybody in the area will show up and can air their grievances and talk about what's happening in the community and how to basically you know, come up with a solution to a problem. And
that's
then we also
so wonderful,
educate
right?
on, we also educate on the Constitution and the, you know, and the state constitutions too. So each area, each group is different and it's catered to, you know, do what the people there want to do. This is just grassroots, but people in each area are handling their own affairs. So this is just really just a way for us to communicate and network.
Yeah, I like that. The town hall aspect was something I really enjoyed. I went for the whole month I was in Coeur d'Alene before I came to Sandpoint. I was attending the people's rights meetings there, and just wonderful, as you mentioned, constitutional, you know, training on the Constitution, federal and state, and education on, you know, on all of it, on the Constitution primarily, and then just town hall, just people getting together. It's such an important thing, and of course, that's something the powers that be are desperately trying to stop, is people getting together and having mm-hmm. synergy of good-natured, you know, non-cooperation, non-compliance to their BS. So I commend you for what you're doing, and People's Rights is wonderful. I agree with you 100%. I thank you for what you do, and freeidaho.org obviously is marvelous. The 32 burn sites, I believe, today with mass bonfires, so this is very exciting. Hey, we're going to come up on a break here, and I think that'll be it. I appreciate you coming on, but can you give people, you know, one more time address or someplace where they can find your great work, Casey?
Yeah, sure. I upload my videos to my YouTube channel, North Idaho Exposed, and I'm just kind of working on more interviews right now and activism as it happens. So I'll be shooting a video of Alex Newman when he comes to the area in May. So if you're interested in stuff like that, please check out my channel.
Excellent, excellent. And, hey, does freeidaho.org have more stuff coming up? Because they did such a marvelous job with the the coordination of the entire state of Idaho today for these bonfires. Anything we should see coming up on the horizon with FreeIdaho.org?
I really don't know. I think Darmoon put that together, and I don't know. I have really honestly no idea. I would assume so, though. I think this is going to be an ongoing, you know, thing, which it has to. We have to keep pushing. So,
very good.
And
very
that's
good.
Going to happen regardless. So, through people's rights, people will be informed, and they can show up and protest or whatever the case may be. So, but thanks a lot, Stuart.
Well,
appreciate you having me on.
Hey, my pleasure. It's been great, and I'm proud to know you. And I thank you very much for everything you're doing. So, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. There goes Casey Whalen. Please check out his work. We're coming up on a break here, and I'm very pleased to have brought you Casey today. Casey, you know, has been a role model for me in getting out there and showcasing what integrity looks like in this day and age. It's great to see. So. Again, I'm Stuart Howe. We're coming up on a break. I'll see you on the other side. This is the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, welcome back. We're on the other side of our break here, last break of the show. And, well, really happy to have been able to bring you Casey Whalen. great guy. Hey, he's got the Red Pill Expo coming up, or is it the Red Pill? Let's see, Red Pill Festival. So you can find information on that on Casey's YouTube channel, and also I believe on the Inland Northwest Report. But yeah, North Idaho Exposed is his YouTube channel, and I'm sure there'll be a link in there for the Red Pill Festival, and that will be a great thing. So, yeah, man, we've just got a few minutes left, and it's really great having you folks here with me. I appreciate your coming on board. So I'm just going to give you some direction to go and find some really good stuff that I've come to appreciate, some good humor information, some really funny comedy. You know, anybody that can make fun of what's going on in the world these days effectively is just worth their weight in gold. So if you're not familiar with Benny Wills, that's B-E-N-N-Y, just like it sounds, and then Wills, W-I-L-L-S, he's got a YouTube channel that is phenomenal. He does a show called Meme Monday, and he also has a show where he puts up the headlines, the ridiculous Clown Town, Maskerville headlines that are just, you know, I mean, I'm sorry there's so much tragedy in the world, but it helps to have a good laugh, you know, as we're transforming the world around us into a better place. You know, we've got to keep our spirits up. So he has a show called Ben NN on Wednesdays. That goes up on his YouTube channel, Benny Wills' YouTube channel. And Meme Monday is just hilarious. So I recommend everybody go check that out. Then also, my first guest, if you can go back and look at the archives, her name is Reagan, and her YouTube channel is Transforming the Darkness. And she is so wonderful. She understands what's going on and is able to communicate what's happening in the world on a deep level and champions the importance of being positive. There's always great reason to be positive. You know, we have a beautiful world with wonderful people. You know, most people are decent people. And if we surround ourselves with good people and we act meaning towards our better natures and try to become, you know, more kind, more loving, more cooperative as people ourselves, the magic starts to happen in our lives. And it's not just me that notices this. Reagan is great at stressing that. If you get a chance to go watch her channel, got great videos up there, Transforming the Darkness. She was my first guest, so my shows are archived. Please check Reagan out. But probably the most important would be if you have time to go and look at the work of Mark Passio. Mark Passio and his two sites, one is the One Great Work Network, definitely worth checking out. So thanks for coming on board, and thanks for spending some time with me. I love you guys. I want to thank RBN. Have a great week. It's been the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. Have a blessed week. I'll see you next Saturday at 4.
Looking for a sign that the universe on my hands has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party property and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.